Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Molly Fry.
Why was that funny?
It sounded like you were like on ramping because you started your hello and welcome to you. And then you got to your name. It's great.
I feel like we're just incredibly punchy at this point in our lives and the pandemic.
Accurate.
And recording podcasts. We recorded our Unearthed episodes for January, February, and March of 2021. I was pleased to find that there was enough interesting stuff to have two parts. And as is always the case, I also had other stuff that I did not include for one reason or another along the way. You had something in the first part that you particularly responded to that you said you were going to save for the behind the scenes.
I think I have said this before when we've talked about similar things happening on Unearthed, but in my head, because there are so many instances of those Sulawesi warty pigs that show up in very, very, very ancient art, I just presume that was like a trend. Like people had like, you know, kitchen pigs. And it's just that, like, we, through the lens of history and trying to interpret it, or like, is this is important to their culture? And we're going to find out it was like the kitsch of their era.
Yeah. There are definitely a lot of pigs in that general area. It reminds me a little, what you just said reminds me of some of the discussion of the cave art that is people making handprints by, you know, putting the paint around their hands. So their handprint is like the negative space. And how in some places that is, there's just a lot of that. And it's sort of similar of like, what specifically was prompting folks to want to do this with their art over and over?
Right. Was this an ancient preschool?
Yeah. I was really tickled. I was simultaneously chagrined, but also tickled by this, this horse step that turned out to be an artifact. I mean, obviously, ideally, it would have been better had there just not been this trend of people taking artifacts back with them when they went on their grand tours of the continent. That's not ideal. But also, there are so many times when I see something around my house and I'm like, has that always been that way? That, you know, I'm kind of glad that some person stepped on this horse block for a decade before being like, there's a laurel wreath on here. I never noticed that before.
There's also part of me, obviously, I don't love that it was probably taken from where it originally came from, almost certainly without permission. But there is part of me that loves just the interconnectivity of it that's evidenced across time and place, mm-hmm. right? That, like, there could be a thing in your life today that you prize, and in 200 years, somebody could be using it to, like, do something very mundane. And I kind of love that idea that mm-hmm. it would just be reappropriated as a different... I don't mean that in the sense of like taking things, but just like mm-hmm. re-envisioned as having a completely different use than it originally had. And that being important in its own way. I don't know. That's mm-hmm. I probably have an overly romantic view of things in that regard.
Yeah, I have an antique loom shuttle sitting on my desk as like a decoration in the podcasting corner here in my little home office. I had not really thought about the fact that, you know, somebody was using that loom, that shuttle, to make their living on a loom. And now it's a decoration in my home office with a computer.
Yes, 100%. I mean, I think about that all the time with various objects, both the objects that I have now that are contemporary and what they will be perceived as one day. You know, I mm-hmm. always joke that, like, there's going to be a civilization one day that unearths my house and comes to believe that, like, there was a religion based around a strange green alien creature because I have so much Greedo stuff in my house. And, like, just the way that it will be misinterpreted one day. It's like, this was clearly culturally very important.
Greedo is culturally very important.
It certainly is to me, but, you know, there are things like that that I always wonder what we're getting wrong when we look at these things. And
yeah.
And it reaches back to the Sulawesi pig thing, right? Like, what we're interpreting incorrectly that might be mundane, or like I said, like, kitsch, while it's often associated with the modern era, like, everyone has, as human beings, and I think even many animals, have this capacity for just, like, delight in the simple or absurd or ornamental. And so I feel like we forget that sometimes.
Yeah.
And presume everything has meaning when really, maybe they really all did have kitchen pigs and it was just a funny thing that they all did.
Yeah.
Which is not to in any way downplay the importance of interpretation and analysis, but I always wonder, like, are you thinking about the fact that these were just people living day to day and trying to figure their lives out and get their needs met? And maybe it's just something funny to them.
Yeah. I think it was the most recent unearthed before this one that we talked about interpreting grave goods and how, you know, even if you're trying to be really objective, still your understanding of why a person might bury specific goods in a grave. Like, there's a filter through your own understanding and experience that's, mm-hmm. like, coming through that. And one of the things that that I had bookmarked for this, to potentially be part of this unearth that we didn't actually wind up putting in the episode, was a study of graves in Europe that previously had been, people had been buried with a lot of grave goods, and then almost at the same time, all across these different burial sites all across Europe, it was like people stopped burying people with so many grave goods. And how that suggested a lot of interconnectivity among these different cultures and how people were approaching burying the dead. And that was one of the things that I was like, this seems really interesting to me. But I also, like, didn't find a great place to put it into the, into the episode. Some of the other things that I left out were things that were just really tragic that didn't feel like there was a reason to talk about them. Like, I feel like we had a particularly distressing group of exhumations this time around because a lot of them were, like, people who were the victims of a horrifying massacre.
Right.
Going to try to identify their bodies. Like, that was really... And, you know, these are people who have descendants and family members still living today, so it feels like something that's really important to talk about. But some of the things that I found were these conclusions that were just incredibly tragic. And I was like, this doesn't feel like it has a connection to life that we need to really get into. And we all collectively as a planet have been living through a year of pandemic. So maybe let's not have the needlessly really upsetting ones that don't feel like they have a reason to be included in this particular installment.
Yeah. Less harrowing, but one of the things that came up in this set of Unearthed that is a reminder to me of why I have started and abandoned this one topic a dozen times is the research around the common origin of dogs in Siberia. Similarly, we did a history of house cats a while back, and that got outdated pretty quickly. But similarly, I feel like dogs, because many people, I don't want to generalize and say many people have a more vested interest in dogs and culture, but dogs are not quite the same level as of independent as cats often, right?
Like,
we talked about how cats would like kind of get shipped with grain so that you could keep the rodents out of the things, but they're not so much considered like, and you will love this cat and it will sleep on your bed and it will, but the dogs always tend to stick closer to the people. So we know more about them. They're more deeply studied. And it's like one of those things where there's always more things like this where I'm like, I don't even know how I would begin to sort out all of the information that we have about dogs.
There's a lot.
Because it gets outdated like month to month in some cases. That also makes it tricky, but perhaps one day I'll get very brave about it.
Maybe so. That seems like a good place to wrap this little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Happy Friday again, everyone. I hope folks have a good weekend, whatever's on your plate, whatever's in store for you. We'll be back tomorrow with a classic out of the archive and then Monday with another new episode. And if you haven't subscribed to our show, you can. It's in the iHeartRadio app and Apple Podcasts, basically anywhere you could subscribe to a podcast. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the no sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.